Shalom Avrocha, we continue with Sfas Tamim from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Zayin, Shin number 51, discussing what is Tamimus. The Chavetz Chaim told us we have to talk to people with Tamimus. Umahi had Tamimus. What is Tamimus? So he says, Shiedaber Adam Dvorov below your mois. A person has to speak to his friends, to people, without any deceit, without any trickery. Masoi matonoi below your mois. And the person has to do business with other people without any deceit and trickery. Upiv v'libay shoven. And his mouth and his thoughts have to be the same. Shekol mishu echad bepeh v'echad belev. Einay nikra tom ela nikra chonof v'ramay b'li sofik. Because a person who talks one way and thinks something else is echad bepeh v'echad belev. He's not called a tom, he's not called honest, but rather he's called a flatterer, he's called a deceitful person. What is the reward? What is the reward for a person who is noyig b'tmimus? V'chol mi shehoylech b'tmimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misayoy b'maise avaydosoy. Whoever is noyig b'tmimus, who is honest with his words, and his piv v'liboy are shoven in his mouth, and his thoughts are the same. He's honest, what he's saying, what he feels is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misayoy b'mayis avaydosoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give this person siyata d'shmaya in what the person does. So let's just understand this for a second. Sometimes a businessman might have a yetzer hara to think he has to get ahead of the game. Unfortunately, it looks like a game. Not realizing the seriousness of the situation of being honest in business. And he wants to be not so honest, act with remois, with some deceit and trickery. So what the person is doing is he's taking away HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his business dealing. But a person who does the opposite, he's tamim. Shehoylech betmimus. He's honest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misayoy b'maise avaydosoy. Hashem helps this person and gives the person siyata d'shmaya. Umatmim derachov ki in shenemar, he brings a pasuk im chosid tischasid. V'chin omru chazal ha'bolet time is sinai. So one who wants to become tahar to serve Hashem properly, Hashem gives this person siyata d'shmaya. Misayinoi say, who doesn't want to arouse the siyata d'shmaya from Hashem? How do we arouse Hashem siyata d'shmaya? We act in honesty in all our dealings with people. And everyone we meet, it's piv v'libay shoven. We're honest in what we say, and the way we think, it's all the same. And so Hashem will continue with this topic next time.